Okay, let's get into the next mitzvah, mitzvah 563, mitzvah Tav Kuf Samach Gimel. Another mitzvah here in Parshas Kisei that relates to marriage. We've discussed a number of nations that one is not allowed to marry, Ammon and Moab. We discussed Mamzer. We discussed Ptua Daka, Krishavcha. Now we have the next one, and this is a limit on an Isser. Says the Torah, Lo Sisaev Adomi Ki Achichahu. Do not be Misaev. What does that mean? It says Unkelus, Lo Sirachak. Do not distance an Edomite totally, Rashi adds in, legamre, meaning you could be Misaev him a little bit, but from the word to'eva, so don't distance him so much, because ki achichahu, he is your brother. And the next mitzvah, lo sisei misri, do not distance an Egyptian, ki ger hayisav artso, because you are a convert, you lived, not a convert, but you lived in his land. Bezer, we'll get to that next time. But the asei that goes with it, banim ashivaldu lahem dar shlishi, the third generation convert from Edom and Mitzri, Yavola Hembikal Hashem, can marry in. So that's the mitzvah of Lo Sisei Vadomi. Rashi says, Lo Sisei Vadomi Lagamre, Vyavabi Sherra'ui Lacha Lata'avo, Sheyatza Becherav Likrasecha, even though Edom, they're not the greatest, and they came out with a sword to greet you, but do not distance them totally, because Achichahu, because they are your brother, and the third generation would be able to marry in. Why they allowed, didn't they also fight you? So Rashi quotes, we'll mention it now, we'll mention it again next time. Rashi says, these nations that are mentioned here in Parshas Kisei, the earlier ones, Ammon and Moab, are out forever. These are included in third generation, meaning if you have a convert of a Edom and Mitzri, and they marry each other, the third generation is allowed to marry in. Rashi notes, Visharu umos mutar miyad. All other nations in the world are mutar once they convert to marry Jews. You can marry a ger, a yoris, a Kohen can't, but Yisrael can. Halamadato, what do you see from this pasuk as opposed to the previous Isurim? Says Rashi, Shamachti la'adam kashalom minahargo. Somebody who causes someone else to sin is worse and more detrimental than killing them. Shahargo, hargo ba'olam hazeh. If somebody killed Reuben, killed Shimon, Shimon is dead in this world, but he is going to the next world. Vahamachtio. But if somebody causes another one to sin, motzi'o min ha'olam hazeh u'min ha'olam haba. He removes him from both worlds. Lefichach, that is why Edom shekadamcha becherav lo nitav. Edom, who physically was up against you, so it's not nitav totally. V'chein Mitzrayim shetavum. V'elu shehechtium nitavu. But the earlier ones, Ammon and Moab, who hired out Bilam, who eventually brought the Bnei Yisrael to Znus, so that is even worse, and they are out forever. So this is the mitzvah of not distancing Zera Esav, Adomi, too much, because they are Achechas. An important har of the Nitziv. The Nitziv here says that the Pasuk says, Lo Sisaev Adomi. It doesn't say Bnei Esav, because says the Nitziv, this doesn't apply to all Bnei Esav. Esav had much progeny. The whole last Aliyah in Parshas Vayishlach talks about many, many Alufim, many different lines of descendants of Esav. They're all included in this, says the Nitziv, no. Only the ones that lived in Seir, Lo Sisaev Adomi, in Seir and Edom, says the Nitziv, Edomi. Kilok siv b'nei Esav. It does not say b'nei Esav. Kilo huzaru ela al uma hadara be'eret seir. Hu Edom. That's Edom, Seir. Barak ela nikru achinu b'nachlas avinu Avraham. Only those are considered our brother in regarding this mitzvah. Ki achichahu, because he is your brother, and you have to be careful. The Nitziv refers back to what he wrote earlier in Parshas Dvarim, where the Pasuk says there about battling them. If you remember the Pasuk, Vesha'am Savle Mar, Hashem tells Moshe, command the people, Atem Ovrim Bigvul Achichem B'nei Esav Ayoshim B'Seir. You are passing in the border of your brother, children of Esav, those that live in Seir. V'yiru Mikem, V'nishmartem Ma'od. Be very scared of them and guard yourself. Al Tisgarubam, do not start up with them. Ki lo atem lachem me'artzam ad mirach kafragel. You don't have any part of their land. Ki Yerushala Esav Nasati Es Har Seir. I gave Har Seir to Esav. Fine. That's based on the paragraph in the Haggadah that we refer to, this pasuk. But in any case, the Nitziv says there, Diei Kakadosh Baruch Hu, Shedavka Elu Nikroim Achechem, only Achechem B'nei Esav HaYoshvim B'Seir. You have to read the whole phrase. Aval Amalek V'Temon V'Od Harmei Mi B'nei Esav. Right, if you look in the pasuk, In Breishas, Lamed Vav Tesvav, Eila Alufei B'nei Esav, Aluf Teman, Aluf Amalek, a lot of them, Shenis Yashu Ba'aratzos, they lived in other lands, Ein Lahem Din Edom, Velo Nikru Achim, those are not considered your brethren, right? And therefore, that warning did not apply to them. It only applied to the B'nai Esav that live in Seir. So too says the Netziv, our mitzvah is specifically applying. Do not be Misaev, because they are Achicha, specifically to the B'nai Esav that live in Edom, that live in Seir. Remember, there's an affinity. Esav was red hair, and he lives in Edom. So we get to the Sefer HaChinuch. Shalo laharchik zera Esav achar sheyizgayru. We shouldn't distance descendants of Esav after they have converted forever. Klomar. Shalo nimna mehischateni moyam. We shouldn't prevent ourselves from marrying with them. She'emo an iser kamo ba'amonu moav. It's in contrast to the previous mitzvos. Amonu moav, the males of Amonu moav are out forever and ever and ever. The women are allowed, but Amon and Moab are out. Elamutarim heim achar shnei doros. But here, the Bnei Esav that live in Seir, they are mutter after two generations. Valzeh nemar, that's what the pasuk says. Lo sezeiv adami ki achicha hu, banim ashe yivaldu lahem dar shlishi, yavo lahem b'kahal Hashem. Right? Special halacha for family. That's the Torah's svara here. They're family, they're your cousins, and therefore you have to take special care of them. Well, as we get back to that, what a family does, are there limits? The Dar Shlishi, who ben benosha lager, what does Dar Shlishi mean? If I have an Edomite that converted, and there was an Edomite woman that converted, so they can marry each other, and then they have a child, so that is a second generation. Then that child marries an Edomite convert, and they have a child, that third child, that third generation, can marry a Jew. Marry a Jew, that's this mitzvah, that there is no iser to marry. We'll talk about how you violate this iser. V'amru zecharnam levracha, shemitzris mu'uberish, and esgaira ba'oda mu'uberes, b'nahu nikrasheni, a chiddush that the Gemara says in Yevamos Ayin Ches, a mitzris mu'uberes, that she converts when she's pregnant. When she has the baby, that a red baby is ready kisir to sheni. Ready kisir to sheni, even though the mother became impregnated with this child when she was still not Jewish. Still, we say that this is not considered a first generation one baby. They're considered a second generation. Afabisha Russo Baod Shahaim Mitzras, even though the mother was still not Jewish when she converted. Right? This is based on a Gemara in Meseches Yevamos on Daf Ayin Chet. It's a fascinating Gemara. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Os Hey. The Gemara tells us on the bottom, in general, not just a mitzris that converts, a woman, a non-Jewish woman that converts. What's the halacha? The Gemara says in Yevamos Ayin Ches, Amid Aleph, Nachris Mu'uberish in his Gaira, Bina Ein Sarach Tvila. Amazing statement of Rava. If a woman converts when she's pregnant, so the child, when the child is born, does not require Tvila for Gairus. Why not? And if you want to say, well, the problem is Rebbe Yitzchak. Well, look at Rashi first. What does Rashi say? Salka le tefila de'ime. The mother's tefila worked. Meaning there are two suggestions you could explain Rava with. It doesn't need tefila. Why? Because the child is born Jewish. That's one answer. The child doesn't need tefila. When the mother had the baby, the mother was Jewish. The child's Jewish. Or do you say, no, the child needs conversion. Because when the child was conceived, the mother and the father were not Jewish. But the tefila worked. The feel of the mother works for the child. Those are the two possibilities. So Rashi says the latter. The sal ain't zark tefila l'shem geirus. The salkele tefila deime. Because the mother tefilas works. And then the Gemara says, v'chi teima mishem de Rebbe Yitzchak. What about Rebbe Yitzchak? Rebbe Yitzchak's din of chatzitza. Rebbe Yitzchak has the three different levels of chatzitza. Midaraisa chatzitza is rubo umakpid alav chotzeitz. If it's on the majority of the body, and makpid chatzitza. Rubo she'ein makpid alav eino chotzeitz. But if it's on the majority and he's not makpid, eino chotzeitz. And Rav Kahana said about that, the whole discussion is only by miyut and rov. But kulo, if it's on the whole body, for sure it's chotzeitz. Even if what is not makpid, it's kulo. So how could this tefillah, that's what Rashi is, what he says. Sounds like for the Gemara that this tefillah is working for the child. How could the tefillah work for the child? Answers the Gemara, shiny ubar dahainu revise. No, an ubar is different because this is how it grows. This is its natural habitat. So that's not called a chatzitza. And therefore, the tefillah would work. Rashi says, "V'lav chatzitzahi." An amazing gemara. That's the gemara. So what does it sound like from this gemara? It sounds like the child is converting himself, but the tefillah worked. So ask the Avnei Miluim, ask the Ksos and Simon Dalid. If that's true, so then why is the halacha that the chinuch brings down true? What is the chinuch? If there is a mitzvah woman that has a baby, the child is considered a second generation. What do you mean? We just said that tefillah works for the child, which means the child himself is converting. If the child himself is converting, then he should be first generation mitzvah, not second generation. That's the question of the Avnei Miluim. The Imkain Ha'ubar, this is in Simon Dalid, Oz Gimel. Imkain Ha'ubar, Tahavi Mishum Geiris Atzmo, Roi Lios Mitzri Rishon, Shenis Gayer Bifnei Atzmo, Vikasha, Damayavi Ben Hasheni. Why is the Benah, this is a child, that's a secondary Mitzri? Dinema Ubar Yerach Imo, and if you want to say it because the Ubar is just a limb of the mother, Machlokas in the Gemara, Umach was Filas Imo Haviger, and really his conversion is because he was just part of the mother. So Imkain Lechino, and Havali Sheni Limo, then that's fine. If you say uber yerach imo. But if you say uber lav yerach imo, which the Gemara seems to be assuming, because the Gemara is assuming it's geiris atzmo, and the Gemara has to say explain why it's not a chatzitza, so he should be a rishon. So explains the Avnei Miluim, you stuck. Vitzarech lomar, di af al gav dehu ay de geiris atzmo, must be a chiddush in this mitzvah, even though it's considered his own geiris, because he was born from a rishona, so he's called a sheni. You're right. It's his own tefillah, but for this halacha, it's good enough. Kiva denola mi mitzvahs rishona, azlidim basar leida, v'havi lei sheni. A chiddush gadol, but you have to say that to explain the Gemara, and this is the halacha that the chinuch quotes here from Yevamah Zayin Ches. Good. Shorash mitzvah nigla. The shorash of this mitzvah is clear. What's clear, says the chinuch. Kihula diyanu, what is this isser? Again, the isser is not marrying. Don't distance a mitzri, don't distance an adomi, and a mitzvah will be the next mitzvah. Don't distance an adomi in the third generation. That's the mitzvah. We'll see. There's no chiyuv to marry one. But you can't not marry one purely because it's aser. Because it's not aser, it's mutter. Kihulo dianu. So what's the message of the mitzvah? Says the chinuch. Shlonis naig be'iser imzera edom velo narchikem v'kal v'chomer mibnei amon. We should not say a kal v'chomer and say that if Amon is out of the picture, so surely Edom. Lomar, what would we say? Amon amoa bishvil pamachas. Shlokidmu asana balechem of amayim. Hirchikanu akel mehem. Amon and Moab, one time, a crucial time, but one time they didn't come out with bread and water, and they were kfui tova. So Hashem distanced us from them. Edomiyim u'mitzriyim. Shetziru as Yisrael kama. Alachas kama v'kama. So Edom and Mitzrayim that have done terrible things for us over the years. So surely they should be off limits. Al kain basanu azara aleim shaloli manami ischatein bohem. That's why we have this iser. Don't withhold yourself from marrying them. Ki ashibudin sheshibdu heim banu gzeiras Hashem hi aleinu. Because the shibud, Edom, and Mitzrayim, as we'll have, it's gzeiras Hashem who's just fulfilling God's wishes. Ve'ein lanu l'kvo aleim sina b'lvaveinu alkach. We shouldn't be koveya sina, hatred in our hearts for this. V'yachenu yikaru b'hiskayram. They shall be called brothers when they convert. U'bo'am l'chasos tachas katfi ashchina. And they'll be called brothers, and eventually full brothers, and you can marry them. Amunu mo'av tamacher al sinasan. Amunu mo'av, as we discussed, because it's the nevala ha'gadola sher matzu l'vavam la'asos. That was the kfui tova, the mita that is entrenched in their DNA, and therefore we can't marry them. But here, it was a fulfillment. What do you mean a fulfillment? This is, of course, the well-known discussion of the Rambam and the Ramban by the Bris Bein HaBesarim. That's what the Chinuch is referring to. That it says there that we're going to already be in an Eretz Lo Lahem. We're going to already be in a land. So Amon, Edom and Mitzrayim are just fulfilling God's word. The question then is, famous question, why were they punished? So fine, so they're not totally out of the picture for us, and we're not mitaev them after the second generation. So why were they punished? Why did they get the makos? That's the question that the Rambam and the Ramban ask. The end of Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Vav. Follow Kasev Batorah Va'avadim Ve'inu Osam. Hare Gazar Ala Mitzriyim Lasos Ra. V'kasev V'kam Ha'am Azev Azanach Hare Elohei Nechara Aretz. Hare Gazar Yisrael Avod Avod Azara V'lam Anifra Mehem. Why are we going to be punished? It says that we're going to do Avod Azara. But it says we're going to do it, so why would we be punished for Avodah Zarah? Why are the Mitzrayim going to be punished if it was already forecast that they were going to subjugate us? Lefi, says the Rambam, Shelo Gazar al-Ish Ploni ha-Yadua Shiehu ha-Zoneh. Everybody has Bechira Chavshis. There's no one person that he will do Avodah Zarah. Every person might not do it. Ela kol echad ve'echad may osam ha-Zonim sha'avdu Avodah Zarah. Ilu lo ratza la'avo lo ha-Yoveid. Everybody has Bechira, and they didn't have to do it if they didn't want to. Lo hodiyo ha-Borei ela minhago sha'lolam. Hashem's just telling us in general what's going to happen, but it is not a situation where each person has to do it. V'chein ha-mitzriyim, he continues, kol echad ve'echad me'osan ha-meitzarim, v'ha-miriyim li-Yisrael. Each one of the people who brought terrible pain and suffering to the Jews, ilu lo ratza lahar alayim rishus b'yado. If he wouldn't have wanted to do it, he would have the rishus. Shelo gazar al-ish yadua. That is the Rambam. The Rivet doesn't like it. They're not spiced well. Right? How could you say this? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to do something, so you should jump to want to do it. Jump to want to do it. Right? So he says, I don't understand. So he says, what's the real pshat of the Mitzriyim? I'll mention 2 points, says the Ravid. V'inyan ha-Mitzriyim, eina she'ila mishnei panim. Ha'echad, number one, ki adavar yadua, she'ina bori nifra me'adam ra, ela bera mimenu. V'yachar she'nifra mizeh, yachzor v'yifra me'ra mimenu. Mirish'o. Yet, you have b'chir chavshes. God knows that the Jews will be punished, but who says you have to be the tool? The Mitzrayim deserve these makos even without what they did to the Jews. Says the Rivet, the first idea, all the Shibud fine, but they didn't let him out when it was time. They didn't let him out, and they subjugated them more, and they made it worse. That's what they're punished for. Vasheni ki abori amar va'avadim ve'inu osam ve'hem avdu v'hem b'farech ve'hem misu mehem ve'tavu mehem kinyan shenemar ani kasafti ma'at ve'hem azru l'ra'a l'firach l'schayv. Number two is what the Ramban expands on in Parshas Lech Lecha, and that is not specifically just for the end game, but because they went above and beyond. It just says that you'll be in a eretz lo lahem, but here they went much, much farther than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu forecast. Af al pi shani. This is the Ramban talking now in Lech Lecha. Af al pi shani gazarti al zaracha Leo's geirim be'eretz lo lahem. Even though I decree that they should be in a land not theirs. Va'avadim ve'inu osam. Af al pi kein eshpod asagoy asher yavodu al asher yasu lahem. But I will still judge them. V'lo yiftu ba'avur shasuk zerosai. They won't be able to say, "Oh, I'm just fulfilling what you said." Why? And he quotes the pasuk the Ravid quoted, and he says, "V'shoh sifu v'hara." They went above and beyond. Ki yishlichu b'neim liyar vayimaru eschayeyem v'chashvu l'mahus l'mchos eshmam v'zeo tam dan anochi shavi osam b'mishpat im asu kinigzara lehem oho sifu l'hara lehem. So that is the Ramban and the Ravid and the Rambam referring to the idea that the Chinuch mentions here, and that is why we shouldn't distance them totally. Esav, Edom, and Mitzri, yes, they are punished. They were punished because they went beyond. But in a deeper sense, they were fulfilling. It wasn't just domination that came along and did something without its being forecast. Good. There is a drush to mention. I saw in the Yagdol Torah, he quotes a drush that says, "Lo sisaev adomi ki achicha hu." Don't be mistaken. Don't distance adomi. Adumim could be a reference to sins. Chataim. Chataim are always symbolized as red. Emu chataechem kashani kashela galbimu. Emyadimu katola. Right at the beginning of Yeshayo. So don't push away your sins totally. Use your sins. As the Gemara says at the end of Yuma, that tshuva me'ahava could take your zdonos and make them into mitzvos. So ki achichahu, these sins could be your brothers. These sins could support you, could help you. Oso admimus, that redness, that sin, garamta bechata echa, could be mishapich le'mitzvos, and therefore try to use that. But he says even the Rashi Tevas of ki achicha, if you switch around the letters, kisefer miyu chatoechem kashanim kashele galbinu. That's quoted here in the Yagdol Torah from one of the Sfarim. So on a deeper level, on a drush, right? Don't push away the sins. Ki achicha hu. Midini mitzvah. Some of the halachas of the mitzvah, as we mentioned some already before. She mitzri she nasa mitzris finis gairu. If two mitzriim marry each other and then they convert. And then they have a baby. That baby is second generation, as we said before. Hakasa Talan Veleda. And what happens if you have an Ammoni that marries a Mitzris? So the baby's an Ammoni. You go by the father. A Mitzri that marries an Ammonis? It's a Mitzri. That's the Klal, the Mishnah in Kedushin. He quotes it here. Be'umos Levadam. Halach Achar Azachar. All Yichos goes by the father. When it comes to Umos Olam, as the Pasuk says, Baladon Ben Baladon. It goes by the father. That's what we hold. Menachas Chinuch discusses here is the Isser, like by the other mitzvahs as well. By the other Isser, Chai V'Lav, and we mentioned that the Rambam says they're all, almost all, only in the context of Kiddushin. Kiddushin then Bia. That's when there's an Isser. Stampi is not the Isser Daraisa. So Minchas Chinuch raises the question here, and he says the Rambam doesn't say a word, but it must be Kal V'Chomer. If even the Chayvi Lavin need the context of Kiddushin to violate, so surely this is just an Isser Aseh. This is just an Isser Aseh. Banim Eshe Yivaldu Lam Dar Shlishi Yavol Lebekal Hashem. Right, so just an Isser Aseh, so L'chora, that would be also only in Kiddushin. Says the Chinuch, how do you violate the Over Alzeh? How do you violate this Isser? If I have a third generation mitzris, and I say to myself, I'm not marrying you because it's the third generation of Mitzrayim or Aser to me. That's the Isser. That's the Isser. It's an Avera B'Sheva Altase. If I don't marry her because I'm not interested in marrying her, not nothing against her, she's not my type, there's no Avera. But it's specifically if I don't marry her, if I distance her, because I say the Torah says it's Aser. That's what the Chinuch ends off with. For overall Zeh, the Hiskim B'Daito Sholos Chateinbam, Afilu Achar Shnei Doros, Mitzat Sheheitzel Yisrael, because they were bad to us, O Mitzat Shekava Bilvavo Sina Imahen, because I hate them, and I think they don't deserve to be part of the Jewish people, Aber Alav Zeh, that's an Isser, but there's no Malkus, because it is a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Again, the Torah says, they stay here because they are family, as the Netziv says, only some of the B'nai Esav that are living in Seir. Maybe next time we'll talk more about family issues. Are there limits to family issues and what one really looks for in a spouse, as we're talking about all these spousal mitzvos and other mitzvahs, other messages that will come up from the mitzvah of distancing a mitzri.